Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, everyone. It's Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
Today, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics.
Yes.
Which is keeping your word.
Yes.
In other words, doing what you say you're going to do.
Yeah.
In other words, if you say, I'll take that project, you actually take the project. Versus people who say things and they forget, or there was no intentionality behind it.
Yeah.
So keeping your word, that's a way to live, I think.
Uh-huh.
It's a way to live your life and live your professional life where it builds trust with people if you keep your word.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have a lot more credibility. And trust is a big one. You become trustworthy.
Yeah. Well, I will just say I know why this is a favorite topic of yours, Kathy, because you are so good at keeping your word.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, and that's something I've learned a lot from you regarding that. I do know, it's funny, I was looking and Working With You Is Killing Me, where we have keeping your word as a boundary issue, chapter two. And one of the things that we talk about is that people view their own words differently. There are some people who, in the heat of the moment, when they're very enthusiastic, may promise or suggest or propose things that actually, ultimately, they're not going to follow through with.
Right.
And so I guess there's a way, you must need to know that about yourself if you're trying to curb it.
Or go back and say, I spoke too soon, or I was too enthusiastic. I realize I can't do that now. But what many people do is they ignore it.
They forget about it. Or they pretend they never said it.
Or they didn't think it mattered.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they know that their words matter.
Uh-huh.
And that when they say something, people are going to hold them to it.
Yeah.
And I personally discount those people when people do that to me. Not discount them as people.
Yeah.
They're not on my A list.
Right.
After that, they may slip to B because I don't know if I can, you know,
trust them.
Right.
It's a point of trust is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was thinking about this before, you know, we started broadcasting today and how in these times of so many false promises, fake news, and not knowing what the truth is, I think that keeping your word is like gold at this stage in the game, right? That you say what you mean, that you demonstrate your words through your actions. And the other thing is that, and I'm saying this for people who may be like me, I get very enthusiastic. It's actually probably more important to under-promise and over-deliver than to over-promise and under-deliver.
It's generally a great rule.
Yeah.
But, you know, in these times and in all times, really, that you show up as somebody who your word means something. When you say you're going to do something, it actually is going to get done.
Yeah.
Or when you say you're going to be there, you're there. Or, you know, when you say you're going to make plans and that you make them. To do that, sometimes it throws people when I do that because I'll say, oh, I'll email you and we'll make a date.
Yeah.
And then when I do that, they're like, wow, that was so nice. Like,
I thought you were just saying that.
We made that plan. Why did you think it wasn't real?
Yeah.
And then for me, that I question them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know, well, if they didn't take what I said as meaningful, why, maybe I shouldn't take what they say as meaningful. I'm not always sure.
Well,
I mean, sometimes it's just, it's nothing, and then that never appears again in the relationship.
Right.
But
or maybe they're used to having promises that aren't
right,
kept.
That may be.
Right, that they're used to people saying, I'll do this, and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, going back to my famous dating analogy.
Oh, no.
No, just the only term that I never wanted to hear was, I'll call you. You know, it's like, oh, please don't say that.
Yeah.
because then I don't, if I'm waiting for that to happen, it's dreadful. I mean, in these days, no one would say, I'll call you, it would be, I'll text you, or, you know, whatever, I'll hit you up. But still, I think even things like that, similar to, I'll follow up and we'll, with an email, and we'll have lunch.
That's why I don't think dating really fits here. I'm sorry. I'm talking about your professional life.
Yeah.
I think dating's a little different in that, you know, you don't want to hurt somebody maybe at the time, you know, you don't really want to see them again.
Well, but I would like
say that. Well, of course you want to know. Of course you want to know.
No, I beg to differ, though, because I think very often people say things at work because they don't want to hurt someone's feelings. They don't want to disappoint somebody. You know, you may say yes to a project in a meeting where you're in front of a lot of people whose opinion matters to you, mm-hmm. and really thinking like, God, I don't want to do this.
Well,
or yes to a deadline that you know is probably not possible.
Well, so you may have done it because it was in front of other people, but then wouldn't you go later and say, I misspoke?
Well, that's what we're talking about. That yes, it'd be great to clean it up later.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in the dating world. You're not going to clean it up.
You could just text. I'm never going to call you. Yeah,
so,
I know.
Yeah, I think it's having more self-respect for yourself, mm-hmm. and knowing that your word matters, and mm-hmm. that regardless of what other people do,
yeah.
that you know, what you say matters. And
yeah.
I think the more you take yourself seriously in that respect, the more seriously people will take you.
Well, one thing I really like about the keeping your word idea is that if you do say something in the moment that you realize you can't fulfill, mm-hmm. that you're returning to that conversation with the people to whom you've made a promise is mm-hmm. really important.
Oh, I think so. And I think people are fine with that. If you say, I rethought it.
Yeah.
And
or I made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Or I misunderstood this, you know, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, they're more appreciative than you failing at it and not mm-hmm. delivering or not meeting your deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that there's nothing wrong with going back and readjusting something you said, but it's the ignoring it
mm-hmm.
or thinking it didn't really happen or it didn't really matter that I think is when it becomes an issue. Or does it not for... Do you think
I think
it depends. Certain circles, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is the higher you are up you are in an organization, in some ways, you may be able to get away with not keeping your word. I mean, not in the long run, it's going to affect the culture, but you may have the power to just
see. I've seen employees where their boss says things that never happen, and mm-hmm. they don't have the respect of their staff.
Right.
Okay, we don't really listen because nothing he says matters.
Right.
So ultimately, I think that that does erode your reputation. Mm-hmm. I think not keeping your word does erode your reputation.
Yes.
I think it does.
Yeah. All right. So if you're someone who has a hard time keeping your word, what would you recommend, Kathy? Is there a treatment plan? Try 30 days of keeping your word?
Well, I think if you made a promise that you go home and regret,
mm-hmm.
I think you should immediately say, I think I spoke out of, you know, too soon.
Mm-hmm.
I later thought about it mm-hmm. and my plate is too full. I'm not going to be able to do that, or I won't really be able to meet you for dinner. Maybe we can do something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that if you handle that or say I made a mistake, handle
yeah.
it immediately, then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's when it doesn't get handled that it's a problem. So if you go home or you know, later, I think people just don't even remember they said it.
That's what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's the problem.
Yeah. So what if that's the case, if you are someone who in the excitement of the moment says something
mm-hmm.
and then someone comes to you and says, but you promised X, mm-hmm. Y, and Z and you've forgotten about it. How do you clean that up?
You do it. You do what you said you were going to do and mm-hmm. just say, I'm very sorry about that. I didn't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And you clean it up. I mean, or you do it. Another thing you could do is every time you make a promise, write it down. You know, the phone that's in your hand? Write it down. Put it in
or
your notes.
Or record yourself at all important meetings.
Just write it down. This is what you said you're going to do. And then when you look at it in a sober moment, you
yeah.
may think, oh, God, I can't believe I said I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And also, you know, promise less.
Promise. I think that's the big thing. is that under-promising, over-delivering, that to promise less and really, if you're someone who gets all excited and wants to say, we're going to do this, that you may just need to create a pause, an internal pause button for yourself before you start promising.
Mm-hmm. You know, a client was telling me this morning that he said yes to two things that he realized later he wasn't energized by.
Mm.
I think that's really interesting because it sounded like a really good idea.
Right.
And there's nothing really wrong with what he said he would do.
That's right.
But then he realized he wasn't energized. He made the decision because he gave his word and he can see that there's something good that could come out of it. He's going to complete those two tasks. It was mm-hmm. a writing project. He's going to complete them.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, to me, that's somebody, you know, that's a lot of credibility.
Yeah.
You know, he could have gone back and said, I thought about it and I'm not, this project isn't right for me, but he thought it all the way through.
Right.
And I just encourage everyone to do that. Like there are mm-hmm. times when you should suck it up and just do it anyway because you said you would and because it might pay off.
Yeah.
And there are times where you have to back out.
Yeah. Yeah. And that really comes with time and experience, doesn't it? That you really learn. I think part of it, maybe in the earlier stages of your career, is to notice the situations where you tend to want to overpromise something, but also to get support to figure out what is it that you really want to commit to and what can you commit to.
You know, I've had instances with people where I've gone back and said, you know I said that I was going to do blah, blah, blah for you, but the way things worked out, it didn't really work out that way.
Mm-hmm.
And they would say, oh, I don't even remember you saying that.
Mm.
But I've had instances where people have come back and said, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for remembering that you said that and
that
it didn't happen because I was wondering. So,
yes.
And I think that's really powerful because people do care. I mean, they care what they're told they're going to do.
And that's such a good point because I think your audience, the people on the receiving end, may take your words quite literally.
Yeah.
So something that you meant to just be in the heat of the moment mm-hmm. or, you know, to have the spirit of what you were all talking about, like we're all going to take a vacation, you know,
mm-hmm.
They're taking it quite literally, whereas you're just saying it as a thing that's kind of a fun idea.
Yeah.
So consider your audience.
Yeah, right. So you don't always have to be in agreement. You don't always have to say, oh, yeah, I really want to do that. You could mm-hmm. just say, you all should have a great time. Have a great time. Count me out on that one. Not really my thing. You have to get comfortable telling the truth.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to... I think you build up more resentment when you don't tell the truth.
Yeah.
And you don't present who you really are.
Yeah.
That's part of keeping your word, I think, is being authentic.
Yeah. And also it's part of the process in developmental psychology. We talk about the different stages that people go through, and there's a point, you know, in early 20s, what your peers think and what other people think is hugely important. It changes in your 30s and 40s. It becomes less so. Mm-hmm. So then it becomes easier in a way to say no mm-hmm. or to disappoint or to correct your course. So it's interesting because you're negotiating not just with the outside world, but also your inside.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's another My Crazy Office Overtime. Join us next time. In the meantime, do your best to keep your word.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.